in a world that gets more mysterious every day, where government conspiracies and cover-ups are the norm, you need a beacon of truth. You need the Paranormal Patriot. Welcome to the Paranormal Patriot, and happy Father's Day to all of the fathers that are listening this week. It is, without a doubt, one of the hardest jobs, if not the hardest job in the world, to be a father. I've heard it said that anyone can be a dad. It takes a special type of person to be a father. I would like to think that I am a father to my children. And I'm sure that many, if not most, of my listeners are fathers to their children. Now, I don't want to take anything away from the mothers, because they have a very equal hand in raising our children. But it's Father's Day, so let's give the fathers out there a round of applause. Thank you. Again, it is a hard, if not impossible, job to raise children in this day and age. With all the diversions, with all the internet, the electronics, it's hard to keep our children focused enough to be a productive, respected member of our community when they grow up. So for those of you out there trying and persevering, thank you. And again, happy Father's Day. But you are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. I thank you for that also. As always, I am your host, wearing the tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Velasquez. Thank you for joining me. Now, this week, it's been, well, pretty interesting. It's been an interesting week for me. To begin with, the last show, Vindication, has been one of the, well, it's actually the most popular show over the course of the last 3 months. Now, I want to put things into perspective. I put this podcast on numerous podcasting sites, and I can, for the most part, get stats on all of them. And every day I check my stats to see how these shows are doing. Vindication, last week's show about the James Comey hearing, has been the most popular show over the last 3 months. And when I say that, I'm not just saying, hey, it's got the, you know, it's been one of the better trending shows. It has more listens in 1 week than all of my other shows, be it, it's been out 2 weeks, 3 weeks, even my shows that have been out 3 months, it has beat. So it has been a very well-received show. I'm beginning to think part of the reason for that is the length of the show. Now, a couple months, I think it was, months ago, I was telling you, hey, I got to cut these short. They're too long. And I did a 40-minute show, and Andy from Texas said, Tom, that's the perfect length. Absolute perfect length. Keep it at that. So what do I do in my infinite wisdom? I start drawing them out to an hour and 20 minutes. Why? I have no idea. I just kept rambling and rambling. But last week was a 40-minute show, and lo and behold, the numbers skyrocket. So I go back and I look at the length of my shows, and I see how long they are and see how they were received. And what do you know? There's a trend. 40 to 50-minute shows that I produce tend to be the most popular. And I think it's because, well, I don't think anybody wants to hear me ramble for an hour and 20 minutes. I guess people like me for about 40 to 45 minutes and call it good. I can live with that. I'll go with that. So my goal from this point forward, and Andy, I'm going to stick with this, I promise, is to keep this at 40 to 45, maybe on a rare occasion, extend it to 50 minutes. But with that being said, that means the Brian Maddow Awards are going to have to be shelved for now. And I got a lot of people asking me last week, hey, you're going to bring the Brian Maddow Award back, right? If I want to keep it at 40 to 50 minutes, 40 to 45 minutes, I cannot put that in because that's a good 10, 15 minute segment right there sometimes. So maybe I'll have to start doing different shows devoted strictly to the Brian Maddow Award. Hopefully, not a lot of you are too upset that you're going to stop listening, but I think for the betterment, if that's a show, bigly, it worked for Donald Trump, so I'll say betterment. I think it's for the best for the show. So that's where we're going right now. Again, 40 to 45 minutes is what I want to go about. So I came into this week's show anticipating a discussion regarding the Jeff Sessions hearing. I will have that, but I'm going to tell you, a lot has transpired this week, not only nationally, but to me as a host of this show personally. And all those things combined have helped me and forced me to switch my plans, to switch my topics. Now, I will briefly, and I mean briefly, discuss the Jeff Sessions hearing. If it lasts more than 2 minutes, that seems to be more than what I intended. What I want to do is I want to focus on an exchange I had on social media this week with, I don't know if he's a listener or he just responded to a post I put on the Paranormal Patriot Facebook page. But I want to get into that one because it proves something to me that it really took me aback. Then, of course, I'm going to discuss the shooting of Congressman Steve Scalise and the others. I'm going to have the Ask the Paranormal Patriots segment, and we're going to end the show with a really quick breaking news segment regarding Yellowstone National Park. So what I want you to do, again, 40, 45 minutes, that's all I'm asking of you, sit back, relax, because this is going to get a little scary in the latter segments of the show. Open your mind to the words that are being sent to you via these electronic devices you're listening from. Open those minds. Hear what I have to say this week because I scrapped my whole show. I had my show pretty much planned out early in the week and I scrapped it because I think what I'm going to talk to you about is that important. So again, sit back, relax, open that mind. This is Tom Velasquez, and you are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. We will be right back. You know, there have been a few occasions where there's been a little bit of doubt in my mind about my listeners. And every time I have that doubt, you guys come through with flying colors and out of the blue just prove me wrong. Which, in all reality, is not that hard to do, but it's nice to know that my listeners actually listen to me. I was beginning to wonder, does anybody listen to the promos that I do in the middle of the show? I was wondering if they just fast-forwarded it or just blanked out, whatever. But then, over the past couple weeks, you guys have proven me wrong. We've all know now, at this point, where PRISM is. PRISM is not an investigative group. PRISM is now essentially a third party that works as a liaison between potential clients and another investigative group. And I've been telling everybody that that's what we do now. And I was wondering, would anybody listen? Would anybody get in contact with me? Well, I'm happy to say that three people have gotten in contact with me. One from California, one from Maryland, and one from Michigan. I've contacted groups in those areas and told them what I do, who I am, and this person needs help. Two of the three people, I've yet to hear from the third group in Maryland, but two of the three people have contacted me via email and said, Tom, thank you. Problem resolved. We found out that it wasn't paranormal, it was this. Or, in the case of the California home, they did a cleansing. We don't have any more activity that quick. And that's what PRISM can do for you. If you have any type of paranormal activity, contact PRISM. Free of charge. No cost to you at all. I will find you a reputable, trustworthy organization to do an investigation in your area. All you have to do is contact me at theparanormalpatriot@zoho.com or the Paranormal Research and Investigative Society of Michigan on Facebook. All right, we are back. Now let's briefly, and I mean briefly, discuss the Jeff Sessions hearing. I said in the opening monologue that this was going to be brief, and I mean it. So here it is. In a nutshell, I don't think Sessions did himself nor Trump any favors. Even to me, who, as I've mentioned before, has been bastardized for completely leaning right and not even looking at the left's point of view, which is untrue, but even to me, he seemed to be very defensive and very evasive. Now, he may be spewing out 100% truth, but to the left and the media, which has proven to be a good manipulator of the majority of this country, to them, it just adds fuel to the fire that something is amiss. They wanted to sit there and condemn him, I guess would be the best word, for his role in firing Comey, saying that, well, you said it was because of the way he handled the Clinton investigation. Well, Donald Trump came out and said it's because of the Russian investigation. Which is it? Who's lying? Well, my point to that, and this is my only thing, my last thing I'm going to say about this, because I was not happy with the way Jeff Sessions handled himself. But what the left needs to realize is, contrary to their belief system, people, two different people, can have two different views and two different takes on a subject. Jeff Sessions may have said Comey's got to go due to the fact that he completely botched the Clinton investigation. And he'll be right. Donald Trump may say Comey's got to go because the way he's handling this Russian investigation. And he may be right. It doesn't mean somebody was lying. It means Sessions and Trump had two different reasons for firing the guy. And as I stated before, he shouldn't be in that position. He proved beyond the shadow of a doubt during his hearing that he was completely incompetent and should not be holding that position. So those are my thoughts. Quick. I don't even know how long that lasted, but if it was 2 minutes, it went too long. This leads me to essentially the first main topic of this show. Now, last week, and it seems like this was forever ago for some reason, but last week I posted a post on the Paranormal Patriot Facebook page, and this was on June 12th. I linked an article to it, and what that article was stating that Democratic Representative Sherman drafts articles of impeachment against Trump. So I linked that, put it to the Facebook page, and then said, will it ever end? Am I mistaken, or was it proven that there was no obstruction of justice by Trump? Where are the obstruction charges against Loretta Lynch? Well, there was, and I don't even know if this guy is a listener. He may be one of the liberals that constantly pound me every week on email. But a gentleman by the name of Eric E.V. responded to me. And he says this: Trump supporters may make ridiculous excuses over and over to excuse his actions, but the fact is that Trump obstructed justice. It is a fact that he asked to be alone with Comey, and it is a fact that he suggested to let the investigation go. Trump knew exactly what he was pretending. I don't understand that. To think otherwise is naive or dishonest. Is it what you want for your country and your children? To be dishonest and invent excuses to avoid justice and morality? This is not a Democrat or a Republican issue. This should be an everybody issue. And he ends it with, wake up. Really? You're going to tell me to wake up? Don't, we're not going to go there, Eric Evie. I am very, very awake. So, normally, and I say this every time, but I find myself getting into them anyway. Normally, I don't get on Facebook and start posting back and forth arguments. Because, as I said, anything you can type can be misconstrued. It can be looked at as aggressive. It can be looked at as condescending when you had no intention of doing so. But I took his bait. He had that worm dangling in the water and this big fish took it. So here I go. I responded to him. I completely agree with you that this is an everybody issue. Where I disagree with you is your claim that Trump obstructed justice. In Comey's own words, he stated that he was asked about Flynn once. And he stated that Trump said he hopes that there is nothing. Michael Flynn is a good guy. Now, we're going to stop here. First off, what does it matter? Where is the obstruction of justice come in because Trump wanted to be alone with him? He wanted to talk to James Comey alone. There's no obstruction of justice there. James Comey said under oath, all he said is that he hopes there's nothing. Michael Flynn is a good guy. I don't see any obstruction of justice. So, I ended that with, those are Comey's words, not mine. He was asked if Trump pressured him in any way, and Comey's response was, no. Then I asked him, why are you not concerned with the blatant obstruction of justice by Loretta Lynch? This revelation is the most damning statement to come out of this whole circus. I understand that you are not a fan of Trump, but you have to let go of the Russian issue. There is, nor has there ever been, any evidence found against Trump. Again, Comey's words, not mine. Then I asked him, do you find it odd that once the left realized there was nothing of substance regarding the Russian collusion claims, they changed the narrative to obstruction of justice? Most legal scholars agree with myself, my listeners, and most of America when stating that there is no evidence of obstruction. Loretta Lynch, on the other hand, let's not even bring up Comey leaking info to the media in retaliation for being fired. His words, not mine. Then I ended it, regardless of our differences in opinion, thanks for your input. And I thought it would be done. Nope, not done at all. Then Mr. Eric E.V., says, first, I encourage you to watch Comey's testimony from last week. Oh, well, that's a good idea. I just devoted a whole show to this testimony. Maybe I should actually watch it. Really, do you think I didn't watch it? Come on. Then again, clearly, we all know that Trump asked everyone to let him or leave and let him be alone with Comey. Again, there's no law against that. That's not obstruction of justice. Then he adds, there was a reason to do it if he wasn't trying to gain something. Also, the fact that Trump pushed for loyalty, that is a red flag. You should know the meaning of that. Well, okay, maybe Eric does listen to the show, but he doesn't listen to it closely because it's not a red flag, it's a black flag. Black flag, Eric. And, again, there's no law stating a president can't pull aside the director of the FBI and talk to him. None whatsoever. He wasn't pushing for loyalty. He didn't do it. Comey said he didn't push for loyalty. Did those words ever come out of Trump's mouth? No. His words, not mine. Comey knew the real meaning for these actions. He was not an inexpert 5-year-old child. I'm not sure what that means. I'm thinking he's not an inept 5-year-old child, maybe. Then there is tons of evidence that the Russians spread fake news to help Trump. I'm sorry, you must have our media confused with the Russian media, because the Russian media did not spread fake news. It was our media. Make sure you get those points correct before you try and lambaste me on Facebook. Then there is clear evidence that Flynn met and got paid by the Russians and that Pence knew about it. Where's the evidence? Are you getting it from the Washington Post, CNN? Because I'm not getting that. Everything I'm seeing is all of these stories about that are proven to be false. There is clear evidence that the Russians tried to hack some voting machines. There's none. No evidence. Your clear evidence is as murky as the swamp that Donald Trump is trying to clean out. And then he goes on. It is clear that Trump knew Putin prior to the elections. Again, there's no obstruction of justice in that. And even if he did know Putin, he's a multi-million dollar businessman who may have had contact with Putin while he was a private citizen businessman. That does not make it illegal, nor does it call for an obstruction of justice charge. He then says Trump publicly asked Russia to hack into the USA computer systems. I'm only assuming he was referring to the debate. I don't remember what debate it was, but Trump asked, or facetiously asked Russia to do it. Everyone there knew he wasn't asking Russia to do it. He was playing around. He was being facetious. But it's the left. They have nothing to go on. They're going to take that and say, look it. He's out there publicly asking Russia to hack into the systems. Then he tells me, and this is, again, this is an every week occurrence for me, but he ends his last or his latest post with, do your own impartial research and you will find all of that info. It's time for Trump supporters to stop making excuses. Do you guys really care about honesty, moral values in the future? And then links me to an article from the Washington Post. Actually, two articles from the Washington Post. The first one, Russia's attack to hack voting systems show that their elections need better, that our elections need better security. Again, there's no proof of that. Then he gives me an AP fact check from Washington Post. And I had to respond. I hated to do it, but I had to respond. I responded with, I have watched his full testimony. I have studied and taken notes. I am trying to be civil as possible, but please do not lecture me on getting both sides of the story. Then send me links from the Washington Post. The Post has been proven to be the producer of so-called fake news. If you have watched the testimony as closely as you claim I need to, then you will note that Comey called out the Washington Post, New York Times, and CNN as airing and releasing news stories that were knowingly false. Not my words, Comey's words. I make a concerted effort to look at both sides of the story. He then has to respond. And now it's a game to me. He responds, are you sure you're looking at both sides? I think that you should do it harder then. Okay. Now I'm having fun. And I respond to him. Oh, I am quite sure. I realize that you are the type of person who will refuse to give Trump a chance. If you had the economy booming, our nation was safe, and we were again the world's superpower, you would still find fault with him. It is time to stop your crying and protesting. Get to work and do what you can to help this country instead of trying to destroy it. Again, I'm trying to be civil. I ended it with great conversation, though. I would love to mention it on the next show. Thought we were done. Nope. He then gives me, and this is a long, long drawn out. Also, please check this out. Trump comes out with new falsehoods every day. There is not justification for that. And then sends me a link to MSN, who, yeah, we know how conservative they lean. So again, I have to respond. I am not, nor have I ever said that I agree with some of the verbiage coming out of Trump's mouth. I believe he flies by the seat of his pants. He does not think before he talks. That does not make him incapable of running this country. All I care about is to have a president who will bring back jobs and keep us safe. If you listen to the show, you will hear my disdain for the president at times. Let me continue. I said, I make it a point to get both sides of the story. As I stated in a recent show, I receive a lot of correspondence from people telling me that I am too one-sided. I host a politically conservative talk show. Why would I not give my thoughts and have them lean to the right? Why would I give a favorable view of a belief system that I am absolutely opposed to? It makes no sense. With that being said, I will call out any political party that goes against the will of the people and against the founding fathers. It just so happens that the left is against this country as it stands right now. To finish my thoughts, I find it hard to believe that you are convinced that Trump obstructed justice. Hell, even the left is now conceding that this is not the case. Alan Dershowitz, a huge Clinton supporter, a never-Trumper, has come out saying that there is no evidence. Chris Matthews has also stated that the Russian connection is not there. This is just the tip of the iceberg. It has been 7 months of investigating, and there has not been one shred of evidence linking Trump and his administration to the Russians. Every quote-unquote credible story has proven to be false. It is infuriating to see how divided this country has become. If we can just accept the will of the voters and come to terms with the fact that this is who we have for at least 4 years, we can move this country forward. It appears that there are a large number of people who can accept that and are more interested in making sure that their feelings are taken into account rather than helping the country. And then he ends the whole charade by telling me that there's a Jeff Sessions hearing coming up. Yeah, okay, like I didn't know that. And then he tells me, oh yeah, he was involved in the firing of Comey. We went over that. He was involved in the firing of Comey, but it's all right. I know you're a lefty. I understand that. But really, it's all right for two different people to have two different opinions. Not everybody has to follow everybody else. That's what makes us great, is we are a nation of divided opinions. So that, I wanted to talk to you about that because that is what proved to me that I have to talk about this. And it just so happens that when the day I decided to change the subject of the show, we had the shooting at the Republican baseball practice. When I saw the shooting and I saw who it was and what his motives were, and this is, honestly, this is why I hate the fact that I can only do one show a week. My ultimate goal would be to do a daily show. That way, look, right when I heard about it, I posted on Facebook, make no mistake about it, the horrific attack on the congressman and his aides can be placed directly at the feet of the mainstream media. Before anybody was saying that this is the media's fault, I was out there at 12:50 p.m. on June 14th saying, this is the media's fault. But I have to wait till Saturday where everybody else picks up on the fact that the media is at fault here. I seem a little late, but that's not going to deter me from giving you my opinion. And my opinion on this whole matter is, this is scary. The left and the media have been perpetuating a divisiveness, a hatred towards anybody with different viewpoints. It's been an ongoing issue, and they're not being held accountable. The left, I've said it before and I'll say it again, the left, all they care about is getting rid of Donald Trump. They have no platform to stand on. Their platform right now is hatred, divisiveness, resistance, and chaos. That's it. That's all they have. We see after the shooting, we see what Paul Ryan, and look, Paul Ryan, give him credit. He stood up in front of both parties in Washington and gave a great unity speech. And it sent chills down my spine. I'm like, oh my God, if it could only be like that. And everybody stood up and clapped. And it was a time just like 9/11. When 9/11 happened, the whole country was unified. It was beautiful. I remember at the job I was at, I believe I was a store manager at a Staples. Yes, I was a store manager at a Staples in Flint, Michigan at the time. 9/11 happened. And I remember about 2 weeks after that, we had a guy come in and he wanted some copies made. I don't even remember what it was, but we were talking. He's from Germany, and he's here visiting on business, and we got talking about 9/11 and talking about this country, and he said, this country is amazing. I go drive through these neighborhoods, and all I see are American flags. You don't see that in Germany. And this guy has been all over the country, or all over the planet. He says, you don't see that anywhere else. The national pride in this country is something to behold. I'll never remember or forget those words, and that's exactly what he said. The national pride in this country is something to behold. We've lost that. Actually, we've had that taken away from us. We, at this point, are on the brink of civil war. This may be the shot heard around the world, the shot that tells these fringe Democrats, these radical left nut jobs, that this is the way to do it, with violence. Shoot the politicians, shoot the Trump supporters. Go out in a blaze of glory. Be a martyr to the left. That's what it looks like. Because Paul Ryan had that unity speech, and it's done. They're back to being divisive. It's all part of the plan. They want this country divided. A country divided, you can control. You can control a country that's divided just with your eyes closed. But a country that's unified towards one goal, the government can't control that. The government has no power in that situation. The Democrats right now see that. They see we have a prime opportunity to get into these people, to divide these people, to just perpetuate hate. And this is what has happened. This is what it comes down to. The media, I've asked this question before, when are they going to be held responsible for what they unleash to the public? They knowingly produce fake news, but people still listen. People still read it. Even though they got it in the back of their mind, wonder, is what I'm hearing true? Because if you are not asking yourself that, then you're brain dead. With everything going on in this country, if you are not asking yourself, every article you read from the Washington Post, New York Times, any news broadcast from any of the three major networks, MSNBC, CNN, you have to be asking yourself, is it really true? Because it is proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that these are made up stories. We've got anonymous sources all over this country giving stories out to the Washington Post, New York Times. They don't give these stories out to conservative outlets because conservative outlets, and look, I am a conservative guy. Eric E.V., sorry, you're going to have to live with it. But the fact remains, conservative outlets do their job. They get their sources. They name their sources. They have verifiable sources. Washington Post, CNN, New York Times, ABC News, it's an anonymous source who knows this guy in a high-level position in the government. We can't tell you who it is, but trust me, they're there. They're saying that the 38 states, their computer systems were hacked. Who? Who said that? Well, he's some high-level official. Who is it? What company does he work for? Well, we can't tell you that. At that point, the story should be dead. There's no story there. Hell, I could go on here every week and make up horrific stories about the Democrats. Well, first off, I would be fact-checked. I would be called out. I would be lambasted over the media. You have no sources. Where are you getting your sources? But it's okay for the liberal media to do so. When, at what point does the American people, when do they say enough? What do we do with these liberal media outlets that are knowingly producing fake news, knowingly producing news broadcasts, news stories that they know are untrue, that they're citing anonymous sources, and they know that these anonymous sources do not exist? At what point do we hold these people accountable? Now, I've mentioned numerous times that these people need to be prosecuted. And I've had people say, "Oh, Tom, you're crossing the line. You're taking away free speech there." Well, now, what does it look like? That rhetoric that the media and the Democrats are spewing out to the public that is knowingly false has now put a congressman, the third-ranking Republican congressman, in critical condition. How's that free speech working out for you? We are on the verge of civil war in this country. Don't take that lightly. Don't call me a fearmonger. There are many, many more like this shooter that shot the congressman. And every time one of these nut jobs pulls a stunt like this, it emboldens the next nut job. To the point that we are going to have people being shot left and right. Is it odd? And Richard Knox made a funny post. It was supposed to be funny, but it's kind of true. He posted this and it says, "You do realize if Democrats stopped shooting people, gun violence would decrease by 90%. Now, I don't know if it would be by 90%, but gun violence, if the Democrats who are pro-gun control don't want any guns, if they would stop shooting people, yeah, gun violence would go down quite a bit. Now, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of Republican, white, conservative people that are out there shooting people, but not nearly as many as like this whack job that shot the congressman and his aide. This is, in my opinion, the first step in a wave of violence. And do you think the Democrats would condemn this? Oh, God, no. Nancy Pelosi was asked about the rhetoric, the fear-mongering, per se, using a word that I'm called many times. She was asked in a news conference, you know, "Hey, there's a lot of people out there that say, you know, it's you guys, it's the media that are perpetuating this hatred towards one another. What do you have to say about that?" And of course, she panders to her. "Well, I appreciate your great question." Oh, stop pandering me and just answer the damn question. And then she goes on a tirade about the right. "Well, my Republican counterparts, I find it appalling that they would even consider that." You don't hear the Republicans spewing out hate speech. You don't have the Jeff Sessions of the world, the Attorney General, going on Facebook and on YouTube calling for protests, and there may have to be blood and some people may die like Loretta Lynch did. You don't have people like Hillary Clinton going out there going, "We have to continue resisting." Well, we all know what the code word for resisting is. It's more violence. You don't see that on the right. It is a tactic used predominantly by the left. So make no mistake. We're coming up on 39 minutes, so I'm going to cut this short. Make no mistake. We are on the edge of a civil war in this country, and it's being perpetuated by the media and the left. Let me know what you think about that. Let me know if you agree with me and what we can do to stop it. What can we do to stop the media from just putting out whatever they want, regardless of whether it's true, without any repercussions of their actions? You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot, and we will be right back. All right, everybody, it's been quiet in Chicago this week, but that doesn't mean that anybody living in the southern Michigan and surrounding area are out of the woods yet. If you have seen anything that you cannot explain, cannot identify, have no idea what it was, you need to contact the Southern Michigan Bigfoot Research Group. They can be contacted at sm_bfrg@hotmail.com. Again, contact them for anything you find a little bit unnerving. If there's a creature you have seen that you cannot identify, you need to contact the Southern Michigan Bigfoot Research Group. Again, SM_BFRG@hotmail.com. Alrighty, we are going to get in extra overdrive right now. I'm running out of time to get this show where I wanted to be. So, we are now at the Ask the Paranormal Patriot segment of the show. And guess who this question is from? The Andy Army. Andy from Texas asking me this question. Another great question. So, Andy asks, what do you think about the recent British election? Especially in regards to all of the terrorism going on over there. Will they finally stop all of the political correctness, or will they continue to rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic? I love how he puts things. He puts things in such an eloquent term. I love it. Well, I've thought about this British election, and you've heard me mention Andy from England. I don't know what happened to his email address. I have not been in contact with Andy for a while. I've been trying to get a hold of Andy. I don't know what I did with his email address. I thought I saved it in my contacts, but I did not. When I had my email problem, I apparently lost half of my emails, and one of them, or he was one of them that I lost. So, Andy from England, I've been trying to get a hold of you. I want your perspective. You live in England. You have a perspective that nobody else here in the States has. Contact me. Let me know what you think about what is happening in your country. But now, it wouldn't be an Ask the Paranormal Patriot segment if I didn't answer. So here is my answer. What do I think about the results of the British election? Astonishing. I've never expected when she called for the early special election, I felt as she did. It was a slam dunk. That is not to be. And don't get me wrong, these terrorist attacks change things. Because heading into that election, her party was dominating. These terrorist attacks changed a lot in that country. So yes, the terrorism in that country changed that election. But what I don't understand, what I can't put my head around, and help me out here if you can help me. She essentially lost to a raging socialist who is all for bringing in more refugees. Well, refugees are... ironic. Andy's from Texas is texting me or messaging me on Twitter right now. Anyway, refugees are what caused this problem. So what happened in the meantime? And that's why I need Andy from England's opinion on this, because he's going to have an opinion on this that is much more in detail and in depth than I could ever understand. There's American politics and then there's British politics, and they are two completely different animals. But she counted her chickens before they were hatched. And rightfully so. As I say, she was leading this thing. Her party was going to run away with this thing. And then the terrorism occurred. And I would think, because of the terrorism, that it would draw people towards the viewpoint that we don't want any more refugees. We're done. They're the problem. But they kind of went the other way. Now, are people getting sour on Brexit? That worries me. I don't know. I don't know. So Andy from England, please contact me if you're listening and let me know your viewpoint, because my American listeners really are concerned and really curious to know what happened over there. I can't speak for it because I honestly don't know. It went complete 180 from what I thought it would be. So that is my Ask the Paranormal Patriot, but this week the Paranormal Patriot just does not have an answer. I need to phone a friend and I'm going to phone Andy from England. Hopefully he answers the phone and helps me out on this. Now, lastly, over the last 4 years of this show, I've mentioned Yellowstone National Park many, many times. Well, I'm going to mention it again. I'm going to pull up something here on my phone. There was an article, and I cannot find what I did with it. Oh, come on. Here we go. There's a question out there. Since 6 of 16, which was Friday of this week, it's now Sunday, there have been 245 earthquakes in Yellowstone. The most recent is a 4.5 magnitude earthquake in the Yellowstone area. For those of you who don't know, there's a supervolcano that is long overdue to erupt in Yellowstone. Old Faithful, which everybody's enamored by. Oh, look at it, it's going on time. Hey, there it is again. That is the heat from the magma under the ground caused by the supervolcano causing Old Faithful to erupt. There's 245 different earthquakes in 2 days. There's speculation, and NASA is apparently pretty concerned. I have not got confirmation on this. Eric EV, I'll tell you, I don't have confirmation. But there are news stories out there, numerous news stories, that NASA is actively observing this from the air. They have satellites that are trained on that area right now. There is concern that this may be the precursor for this volcano going off. If that volcano goes off, we're in a world of hurt. Go find the old archive show of what would happen if Yellowstone erupted. It's not a good scenario. Keep an eye on Yellowstone. What is going on? Now, in the defense of Yellowstone, earthquakes are not uncommon. They usually range from 1 to 2 in the magnitude scale. They're increasing. So there's a lot of people that say, because they're increasing, the volcano is becoming active. I hope to God that's not the case. Because if that's the case, there's going to be a world of hurt unleashed upon this world. Keep an eye on it. That's all I ask. All right, everybody. That will be today's show. I think I'm going to keep it under 50 minutes, which for me is a plus. I'll keep working on that. Please continue to share the show. Again, I would love to be able to be on this show every day. To find time to do this show every day, it's just not possible. Andy from Texas asked me, where do you find the time? How much time do you spend on this? A lot. Let's just say there's way too much time. I don't have enough time during the day to do everything I need to do. Continue to share the show. Continue to mention the show. Retweet on Minds. Vote it up. Do whatever you can. Get the show out there. That way, we can build the show even more than it's growing now. And I may, at one point, my dream is to be on here every single day. And it would be because of all my listeners. So again, everybody out there who's a father, happy Father's Day. You do a phenomenal job. Your job is never done. Trust me, my parents' job is never done. The job of a parent is the most unsung job out there. It's the hardest job you will ever have. We will never be perfect at it. We will always make mistakes. But that is our job. We are constantly learning. We are constantly teaching our kids right from wrong. And sometimes we make mistakes too. But keep in mind that as long as we're teaching our children the right things to do, we're doing something right. So happy Father's Day to all my fathers out there. To you mothers out there, thank you. Thank you for what you do too, because without the mothers, the fathers can't function either. So thank you again. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot, and we will talk to you next week. This is Tom Velasquez, signing off. Yeah.